Americans is spending and doing more for their pets. File in this photo an adoptable shelter puppy kiss as a potential new family member at a store's opening and adoption event. More and more American families own pets. A recent study says that 85 million families in the United States own a pet. The American Pet Products Association's study for the years 2017-2018 says that represents 68% of all families in the U.S. 30 years ago, when the study was first done, 56% of families owned a pet. The survey found dogs are the most popular pets. 60.2% of homes own one. Cats are the second most popular, with 47.1% of families reporting they had a cat. Freshwater fish came in third with 12.5%. Nika Dobson is head of marketing and communication for Three Dog Bakery. The business calls itself the original bakery for dogs. She said pets have become especially popular among Americans in the past 10 years, she said. People are having more pets and less children. People are concerned about what they eat. Our whole premise was trying to make things with human-grade ingredients and a focus on nutrition. They look like human food, but they're meant for pets. Another company, Posh Puppet Boutique, sells clothes, jewelry, and other items for dogs. There are also pet hotels and pet health centers. One study found that Americans spent about $126 each month on their pets. Three Dog Bakery opened in 1989. Dobson says that there are now 45 bakeries around the world, including in Canada and China. She said cakes are the most popular item. She added that some people save $50 to $75 on baked goods each week for their pets. A man holds his dog as participants gather in the parking lot of the Pentagon as thousands of military veterans and their supporters participate in the 31st annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle rally on Memorial Day weekend. Pets rather than children. Some younger Americans seem to be choosing pets over having children. Some are having or making big life decisions, such as buying a home, around the lives of their pets. The SunTrust Banking Company did a study in 2017 of people under the age of 40 buying their first home. The study found that 33% said a good yard and a good space for their pets influenced them to buy a new home. Only 25% said marriage was a reason, and 19% said the birth of a child. Some companies now offer pet benefits, such as pet insurance. They are also making paternity leave, which gives workers free time to spend with their new pets. Dobson noted that taking dogs to make is now popular in places that permit it. Americans' love for their pets is given influencing their travel plans. A recent survey found that 49% of pet owners have not left the country since owning their pet. 68% of those said it was because they feel guilty leaving their pets alone. Health experts say pets can improve the health of their owners. The American-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says pets can reduce blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and feelings of loneliness. The CDC adds that pets also offer chances for outdoor exercise and socialization with other people. I'm Jonathan Evans. File in this October 26, 2011 photo, groomer Sarah, Instagram, he streaks the fur of Yorkshire Terrier Betsy Johnson during a spa session at the Barley Pet Hotel and Day Spa in Westlake Village, California. Jonathan Evans adapted this story for Learning English based on VOA News report. Mario Ritter was the editor. Words in this story: original, adjective, happening or existing first or at the beginning. Premise, noun, statement or idea that is accepted of being true and that is used as basis of an argument. Focus, noun, a main purpose or interest. Benefits, noun, something extra such as vacation time or health insurance that is given by an employer to workers in addition to their regular pay. Insurance, noun, an agreement in which a person makes regular payment to a company and for which the company promises to pay money if a person suffers a loss of their home or health. Comprehension quiz. How much Americans spend each month on their pets?